What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
Hi, this is Taylor.
And Cameron.
And you're listening to the Black Mary Debt Free Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, Black Mary Debt Free, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Mary Debt Free. Now, the Quick Cast is a midweek podcast that we give just to kind of help you get through your week. And Shire lets me sit in this seat by myself. I get to talk about anything I want, pop culture, finance, of course, the U.S. economy. That's usually kind of the lane I'm in. So if you enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy everything we're doing, please do me a huge favor. Do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Leave us a little message saying, hey, we appreciate what you guys are doing, or we like what you guys are doing. That to us is like currency to any podcaster. So thank you. And if you're watching on YouTube, do me a huge favor and hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification so you can be alerted every time these videos go live, which is going to be every week, y'all. We're here to stay. So thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. We got a lot to talk about. But public service announcement, I'm excited because Shire and I were recently featured in Business Insider. Actually, it dropped today, our feature in Business Insider. We are super excited for this. We chronicle our real estate investing journey, and really we highlight how it was all started by a home equity line of credit. Okay, now we know that rates right now are very high. So we're not telling you to run out and get a home equity line of credit, but we do highlight the benefits of tapping into your home's equity and how we did that and how that was really the catalyst to us starting our real estate investing portfolio. And now we're able to net, so after expenses, about close to $30,000 a year just from 5 properties. We use the buy and hold strategy. And so we really do a deep dive on this article. So in the description of this video and of this podcast, do us a favor and check out that article. It is live now on Business Insider. Thank you to Jackie Lamb for the opportunity. We really appreciate it. And we don't take it for granted. So we appreciate y'all, man. We trying to do some things here at Black Mary Debt Free. So we're really excited. Now, speaking of interest rates, I got to give y'all the updates. I got to tell you where we at with the interest rate. So let's take a look right now. So right now, a 30-year fixed. Woo, the rates are at 7.6, y'all. Man, this is getting hot. Now, I asked you guys to clip this. I know you didn't do it. So I went ahead and clipped it. I'm not going to play it here. But months ago, I told you I believed that the interest rates were going to hit 10%. We're going to hit double digits. Right now, we're in the mid sevens and rising. November 2nd, the Fed is scheduled to announce what their new rate hike is for November, or for November based on October's numbers. I think it's going to be lit, y'all. It's going to be lit. We're definitely going to touch 8 when we get done with that conversation. So if you've been following me, you know that I've been chronicling this landscape, this recession landscape. I believe we've been in a recession for about 7 months. I believe that we're going to feel the worst of the recession in 2023. My prayer is that coming out of that year, late Q4 2023, things will begin to loosen up, and there will be some quantitative easing by the Fed, meaning they'll start scaling back the interest rates to try to get the economy in a better position. But I do believe it would get worse before it gets better. They're going to continue to use their weapon of raising the interest rates to quell inflation. Will it work? I don't know. It hasn't worked to this point, so they're going to keep doing it. Pride goes before a fall, and boy, does the Fed have some pride. They believe this is going to work. So We're going to just be along for the ride, and it's going to be a bumpy ride. But that's where we are with the interest rates. Now, talking about pivoting, I would like to make this announcement because the IRS has recently announced that they will be increasing the maximum limit to two very important investment vehicles. One is your employer-sponsored retirement account known as a 401k. They are increasing the maximum contribution to 401ks. The highest jump since 2007. So we're going from a max this year. The max for contribution was $20,500. And next year it's going to be $22,500. So a $2,000 contribution increase if you wanted to contribute to the max. In the same vein, they're going to be growing that maximum contribution on the Roth IRA. You've heard us talk about Roth IRAs, which are a after-tax account. So you fund it with after-tax dollars. That will be increasing from this year, $6,000, to next year, $6,500. And so me and Shire were talking, and the cool thing about what we do here at Black Married Debt Free is, aside from us paying off the debt, that's the one thing you guys didn't see, because we came on the scene, debt paid off, right? But you've been able to see us in our pursuit to financial independence and retirement. You've been able to see the pivots, the adjustments, you know, real estate, stock market. You've been able to see us kind of in real time make different moves to reach our goal. So heading into 2023, we know it's going to be hard to buy real estate, which is our number one. I call real estate like 1A in our investing strategy, and stock market 1B. So we know that the rates affect how Shire and I invest, which is we like to put 20% down on a home, get a mortgage on it, and rent it out. And the rent would then pay for the mortgage plus cash flow. Well, when interest rates are so high, that spread where your rent will cover your mortgage is limited. And it's not as much cash flow there. So for us, it just didn't make sense to continue to pursue that with the rates as high as they are. So while we prepare, while we save, we're also investing heavy into the stock market. So we're going to be taking advantage of those IRS increases to the 401k and the Roth IRA. So our goal next year is to max out my 401, to max out Shire's 401, to max out my Roth IRA, to max out Shire's Roth IRA. And those dollars are going to be flooding the stock market, buying things like the total stock market index, S&P 500, or just total stock market indexes in general. That's what we invest in. And so we're excited about that, because when you look at history, and I talked about it on last week's quick cast, you look at history, the bear market, coming out of a bear market, the bull markets are usually incredible. And so we want to invest while the market is bear. We know the market is down this year. If you track the total stock market for 2022, I'm at around anywhere from negative 19 to negative 23% this year, return on investment. So we know it's down now. This is the time when you want to buy, because coming out of the recession, coming out of all the turmoil we're going to be facing, we may have record growth out of that. And so you want to invest when it's low so that you can see the effects of that growth. On another podcast, I talk about compound interest. I talk about exponential growth and what that equation looks like. And my goal is to take advantage of the market when it's low so that I can experience the benefits of the compound interest and the exponential growth. And so if you, the listener, are able and have the income to do that, that may be a good idea. Not giving anyone advice, not suggesting you do anything, just letting you know that's what we're doing. And so we're excited about that pivot, and we're excited to hear the announcement from the IRS increasing the maximum contributions for those particular investment vehicles. Now we got to talk about this, y'all. Now this isn't a political pod. You know, this is financial. This is Black Married Debt Free. We're talking about finance. We're talking about marriage, relationships, all those good things like that. But I got to talk about Kanye West. We got to touch on it. Because there's a bag involved, right? There's money involved. And so I'm going to pull up these numbers here just to let you know that Kanye West has fumbled the bag, as the young people say. He's been going on a media tour. Essentially, it started with him wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt. He said he wanted to hijack the narrative, the conversation during Fashion Week. Well, he did just that, right? So he had those images that we know White Lives Matter is something that's often said to counter the quote, not the business entity, because I'm not talking about the business entity Black Lives Matter. That's a whole separate conversation. I'm talking about the statement Black Lives Matter. A lot of times All Lives Matter or White Lives Matter is said to counteract the quote of Black Lives Matter. We know usually that's a dog whistle for I really don't care about Black Lives Matter. We know that. Okay. We're not going to get into that, but so his t-shirt was kind of just, hey, look at me, in my opinion, right? So he goes from that to going on different platforms, and he's spewing different rhetoric, and he gets around to spewing anti-Semitic rhetoric. And we know that community don't play that, okay? Similar to the LGBTQ community, you can't just speak anything on those communities and not get retribution. So he's gotten just that. Let me go down the list. Balenciaga has stopped working with Kanye West. Balenciaga, we always see the Balenciaga tees. The Black culture makes everything cool. Kanye made that cool. We started wearing it. We really have blown up that brand, right? Well, they cut ties with Ye. His talent agency dropped him. His albums are down 23% throughout October. His bank cut ties with him, Chase Bank, which housed reportedly over $140,000 of his cash, told him to take his money and go home. Whew. Let's see. His record label, Good Music, which was a subsidiary or underneath the umbrella company of Def Jam, was released from Def Jam. His lawyer, his new lawyer, dropped him. He has no access to social media of any kind. We know that Mark Zuckerberg and all these guys were under heavy fire for, you know, the different misinformation that was spread during the 2020 election. So they really clamped down, and they're not going to let you just go in there talking all kinds of crazy. So they shut him down. Vogue cut ties with him. Vogue magazine, I guess he did some work with them. He is into fashion. And the big one. That's right. Those shoes that you guys love so much. Those slides you guys love so much, right? Adidas and Ye have cut ties. Well, Adidas has cut ties with Ye. Now, I know he was in some contract disputes with Adidas and Gap and all that, but Adidas finally stepped out there and said, we're going to cut ties with him, and this is going to crush Adidas' fourth quarter numbers. Crush them. Like, this is not a good move. I don't want to say it's not a good move. It's not a beneficial move for Adidas financially to cut with Kanye, but they just felt like they can't be associated with his brand right now, you know? And what's, and that not only affects Adidas' bottom line, but it affects Kanye's bottom line. Forbes does a billionaire list where they track your assets. They take into consideration your music royalties, your real estate assets, your stock market assets, your cash assets, your valuations in connection to the businesses you're with. They take all that into consideration and they come up with your net worth. How accurate it is up to you to debate. But he was crossed billionaire status, a black billionaire. Beautiful thing. I love that. I think, I mean, that word, I wish I could say that word more, but he's a black billionaire. He was. Well, his Adidas deal was a large chunk of his overall net worth. And when they cut ties with him, that immediately knocks him out of the billionaire status. So now he's no longer a billionaire. He's just a regular old millionaire. What's the moral of the story, Marcus? The moral of the story is, this is sad because on many levels, but the biggest level for me is that it seems to be self-inflicted. I said earlier that, yeah, he was in some contract disputes with a few of these companies, but the overall damage was instigated by him. Some people say, well, man, he's speaking what's on his heart. He's speaking, I mean, he's keeping it real. You know what I mean? He's telling what it is, what a T.I. is. Some people are saying, well, what he said was going to happen, happened. And I have to say this. Do we as a people want to be right, or do we want to get it right? Because I think there's a big difference between being right and getting it right. See, you can be right and still lose. You can be right and still get it wrong. See, but getting it right looks different. But sometimes we get the lines blurred between the two. So he may, in his heart of hearts, felt like everything he was saying was true, and there may be people who believe what he believes and such on and so forth. But he didn't get it right because he lost the bag, right? And that's what we're talking about here. I can't speak to anything else, but the goal is to pass down and to create generational wealth for our children's children's children. And if my need to feel right and to be right messes that up, did I get it right? I don't think I did. And so that's the thing here. Another thing is that freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of consequence. I think we have to understand that. I can get on this microphone. I've paid for this microphone. I've paid for these cameras. I pay for the software that runs these cameras. And I can get on this mic and I can say anything I want. No one's going to come take my equipment away from me. No one's going to snatch me out of my home and throw me in jail. No one's going to take my life. Government-wise, I can do all those things without any government intervention, or my freedom can't be taken away. But watch this. The consequences that Spotify, Anchor, YouTube, any of the publications we partner with to give and spread this content can say, we're going to pull that because we disagree with that. We're going to strike you for that. That's the consequence. See, freedom of speech doesn't equal freedom of consequence. And with Ye, we're seeing that, man, you may have got that off, man. You got it off, bruh. Yeah, you kept it real. And you still have your freedom. That's freedom of speech. But the consequences of those of the speech is up to those who receive it, those who are in power, those who are partners with you. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that. And so it's unfortunate, man. You know, best wishes for him. I think we say that a lot about this brother. I feel like we say that every other year. Man, pray for Kanye. I hope he this and that. Man, it's just sad because he's hyper talented. Just what you would consider a musical genius. Me being a musician, this dude's a musical genius. And it's just, sometimes he wants to be right instead of getting it right. And I think we got to figure that out. So anyway, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this quick cast. I sure did. Like I said, on the front end of this podcast, if you do enjoy these, do us a huge favor. Subscribe, hit the bell notification if you're on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, go to the review section and just say, I like it. And leave us a 5-star review. We really, really appreciate that. And yeah, thank you for rocking with us. And I'm going to holler at y'all on the next episode. Peace.